Hare Krishna. So we're celebrating this World Holy Name Week. This always coincides with Prabhupada's arrival in America, because that's when the Holy Name arrived on the shores of the Western world for the first time. So it's the seventh day of the dark half of the month of Padmanabha. And on this day, Srila Prabhupada made his arrival in America. So we're going to hear something about that this morning. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sigurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Sapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Savarandiyam Adadanas Trinandan Dairidam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Pavam Bujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Panchakalpa Trubhishta Kripa Sindhu Vaivata Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Nama. So the reading from the chapter of Prabhupada Lilamrit called Journey to America. During the voyage, Srila Prabhupada sometimes stood on deck at the ship's rail, watching the ocean and the sky, thinking of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Vrindavan Dham, and the order of his spiritual master to go preach in the West. Mrs. Pandya, the captain's wife, whom Srila Prabhupada considered to be, quote, an intelligent and learned lady, unquote, foretold Srila Prabhupada's future. If he were to pass beyond this crisis in his health, she said, it would indicate the goodwill of Lord Krishna. As previously has been described, how Prabhupada had two heart attacks on this journey. So she said, if he passes through this, then it will indicate the goodwill of Lord Krishna. The ocean voyage of 1965 was a calm one for the Jaladuta. The captain said that never in his entire career had he seen such a calm Atlantic crossing. Prabhupada replied that the calmness was Lord Krishna's mercy. And Mrs. Pandya asked Prabhupada to come back with him so they might have another such crossing. Srila Prabhupada wrote in his diary, if the Atlantic would have shown its usual face, perhaps I would have died. But Lord Krishna has taken charge of the ship. We don't even want to imagine such a thing. It's like Srila Jayapataka Maharaj, he's written one song, if Prabhupada had not come, agar Prabhupada na hoy to. Every morning I remember that, after Mangalarti, I go to Prikam of Srila Prabhupada Samadhi and just think, I have no idea where I'd be if Prabhupada had not arrived in America. I don't even want to imagine. So Prabhupada said, Srila Prabhupada, that Krishna has taken charge of the boat. Otherwise, if the Atlantic would have shown its usual face, perhaps I would have died. But Lord Krishna has taken charge of the ship. On September 13th, Prabhupada noted in his diary, 32nd day of journey. Cooked bhati khichdi. It appeared to be delicious, so I was able to take some food. Today I have disclosed my mind to my companion, Lord Krishna. Lord Sri Krishna. This is a Bengali poem made by me in this connection. This poem was a prayer to Lord Krishna and is filled with Prabhupada's devotional confidence in the mission he had undertaken on behalf of his spiritual master. So it's very, very sweet, beautiful poem. They only give the English here, but the Bengali is very, very sweet. And I see in the latest version of Folio, they've corrected it. Because the first line, Krishna tava punya habi bhai, e punya kuribi yabi, radharani kushi habi, dhruva ati bali toma thai. So sweet, huh? Previously it was translated, oh brothers, as if Prabhupada was talking to us. But many Bengali devotees pointed out to me that that's not what it says. So it's very intimate. Prabhupada is talking with Krishna and he says, oh brother, oh brother Krishna, I emphatically say to you that when you perform this pious act, Srimati Radharani will surely be pleased with you and you will achieve great piety. He's saying if somehow Krishna will make his preaching in the West successful, then Radharani will be very pleased with him. So it's been changed from oh brothers to oh brother Krishna. Very intimate. Sri Siddhanta Sarasvati Sachi Sutta Priya Ati Krishna Sevaya Jara Tulenai Sei Sei Mahanta Guru Jagatera Made Uru Krishna Bhakti Dei Thai Thai. Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, who is very dear to Lord Gauranga, the son of Mother Sachi, is unparalleled in his service to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. He is a great saintly spiritual master who bestows intense devotion to Krishna at different places throughout the world. Tara Icha Balavan Paschatyeti Tanatan Hoi Jati Gaurangera Nam Pritiviti Nagaradi Asamudra Nada Nadi Sakale Joy Loi Krishna Nam. So sweet, huh? By his strong desire, the holy name of Lord Gauranga will spread throughout all the countries of the Western world. In all the cities, towns, villages on earth, from all the oceans, seas, rivers, and streams, everyone will chant the holy name of Krishna. Tahale ananda hoi, tabi hoi digvijay, chaitanir kripa atishai. Maya dusta jata duki jagate sabai suki Vaishnavir itcha purna hoy. As the vast mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu conquers all directions, a flood of transcendental ecstasy will certainly cover the land. When all the sinful, miserable living entities become happy, the Vaishnava desire is then fulfilled. Se karja je koribari agya jadi jilamore yoga nahi an adina hina thai te tomara thai se somara kripa magite chik anurupa aji tumin sabar prabina. Although my Guru Maharaj ordered me to accomplish his mission, I am not worthy or fit to do it. I am very fallen and insignificant. Therefore, Lord, now I am begging for your mercy, so that I may become worthy, for you are the wisest and most experienced of all. Yogya nahi ani dina hina. Yogya means I'm not worthy. In fact, dina hina. We always hear this dina. I'm very fallen and lowly. But still, by your mercy, you can make me qualified. Tomara se sakti pele guru sevaya bastu mile jivan sartaka jari hoy. Sei seva pile tahale suki hale taba sangha bhagyate miloy. If you bestow your power by serving the spiritual master, one attains the absolute truth. One's life becomes successful. If that service is attained, then one becomes happy and gets your association due to good fortune. Evam janan nipitatam pravaki vakupe kama vikamam anuye prapatam prasangat kritama nasat surasina bhagavan grihita soham katam nuvrisrije tava britya sevam. My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality Godhead, because of my association with material desires, one after another, I was gradually falling into a blind well full of snakes, following the general populace. But your servant Narad Muni kindly accepted me as his disciple and instructed me how to achieve this transcendental position. That my first duty is to serve him. How could I leave his service? Prahlad Maharaj to Lord Nrisimha, Bhagavatam 7.9.28. Tumi mor chirara sati bulia mayara lati kaya che janma janmantare aji puna esu yoga jadi hoi yoga yoga tabi pari tuhi mili bari. O Lord Krishna, you are my eternal companion. Forgetting you, I have suffered the kicks of maya, birth after birth. If today the chance to meet you occurs, then I will surely be able to rejoin you. Tomara milane bai, abar se suke pai, go charane guri dina buror, bor. Katabane chuta chuti, bane kaji luta puti. That is sweet, huh? Se din kabe mor, kabe habe mor. Oh, dear friend, in your company I will experience great joy once again. In the early morning I will wander about the cowherd pastures and fields, running and frolicking in the many forests of Braj. I will roll in the ground in spiritual ecstasy. Oh, when will that day be mine? Here Prabhupada gives a little hint of his relation with Krishna. In the early morning I will wander about the cowherd pastures and fields, running and frolicking in the many forests of Braj. I will roll in the ground in spiritual ecstasy. When, oh when, will that day be mine? Aji se subidani tomara smarani bela baro asha dakilam thai. Ami tomara nityadas thai kori e asha tumi bina anya gati nai. Today that remembrance of you came to me in a very nice way. Because I have great longing, I call to you. I am your eternal servant, and therefore I desire your association so much. O Lord Krishna, except for you, there is no other means of success. Krishna tava punya habi, e punya koribe yabi, radha krina, radha rani kushi habi, dhruva ati bali toma thai. O brother Krishna, I emphatically say to you that when you perform this pious act, Srimati Radharani will surely be pleased with you and you will achieve great piety. So what is that pious act? To help him preach the message of Lord Krishna in the West and bring the holy name to the West. So Prabhupada wrote this poem on the which day? Day 32 of the journey. In the same straightward, factual manner in which he had noted the date, the weather, his state of health, he now described his helpless dependence upon his companion, Lord Krishna, and his absorption in the ecstasy of separation from Krishna. He described the relationship between the spiritual master and the disciple, and he praised his own spiritual master, Sri Srimad Bhakti Saran Saraswati, quote, by whose strong desire the holy name of Lord Gauranga will spread throughout all the countries in the Western world, unquote. He plainly stated that his spiritual master had ordered him to accomplish this mission of worldwide Krishna consciousness. And feeling unworthy, he prayed to Lord Krishna for strength. The last verse gave an unexpected, confidential glimpse into Srila Prabhupada's direct relationship with Lord Krishna. Prabhupada called on Krishna as his dear friend and longed for the joy of again wandering the forests of Braj. The memory of Krishna, he wrote, came because of great desire to serve the Lord. Externally, Srila Prabhupada was experiencing great inconvenience. He had been aboard a ship for a month, had suffered heart attacks and repeated seasickness. Moreover, even if he were to recover from these difficulties, his arrival in America would undoubtedly bring more difficulties. But remembering the desire of his spiritual master, taking strength from his reading Chaitanya Charitamrita and reeling his mind in his prayer to Lord Krishna, Prabhupada remains confident. We can't imagine nowadays we just jump on a plane, jet plane, 777, or now what do they have, 778, I think. 787, something like that. We get there and somebody's there at the airport to pick us up. We have a nice place to stay. Prabhupada had no idea what was going to happen. He went on a ship. This is 32nd day. It's going to take 35 days, more than a month. Rocking and rocking, he's seasick. We can't imagine at the age of 70, even just flying on airplanes. Now we just crossed 70 at the Rath Yatra day in Los Angeles. We had a big birthday party, Rath Yatra. And we feel so much trouble, we can't imagine 35 days on a boat, rocking, and just a steamship, not luxury liner. After a 35-day journey from Calcutta, the Jaladuta reached Boston's Commonwealth Pier at 5:30 a.m. on September 17, 1965. The ship was to stop briefly in Boston before proceeding to New York City. Among the first things Prabhupada saw in America were the letters A and P painted on the pier front warehouse. Well, I assume that it stands for Atlantic and Pacific. I don't know. Anybody know? A and P. The gray waterfront dawn revealed the ships in the harbor, a conglomeration of lobster stands and drab buildings, and rising in the distance, the Boston skyline. Prabhupada had to pass through U.S. Immigration and Customs in Boston. His visa allowed him a 3-month stay, my goodness. And an official stamped it to indicate his expected date of departure. Captain Pundy invited Prabhupada to take a walk into Boston, where the captain intended to do some shopping. They walked across a footbridge into a busy commercial area with old churches, warehouses, office building, bars, tawdry bookshops, nightclubs, and restaurants. Prabhupada briefly observed the city, but the most significant thing about his short stay in Boston, aside from the fact that he now set foot in America, was that at Commonwealth Pier, he wrote another poem entitled Markini Bhagavata Dharma, Teaching Krishna Consciousness in America. Some of the verses he wrote on board the ship are as follows. Why some? I brought all the verses. This is also a very wonderful poem. Markini Bhagavata Dharma. Baro Kripa Koile Krishna Adamera Prati Ki Lagiya Nile Keta Koro Egati. My dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul, but I do not know why you have brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like with me. Achi kichu karja taba e anumane nahi keno aniban e ugra stane. Ugra stane. That's what he calls America. Everyone here is dreaming how they can go to America. It's paradise. And probably they're calling it ugra stane. Horrible place. But I guess you have some business for me here. Otherwise, why should you bring me to this terrible place? Ugra stane. Rajas tamo guni era sabi achana Vasudeva kata ruchi nahi se prasana. most of the population here is covered by the modes of ignorance and passion. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves very happy and satisfied. Therefore, they have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudev. I do not know how they will be able to understand it. Tabi jadi taba kripa hoi ahoi tuki, sakale I sambhava hoi tumi se kotuki. But I know your causeless mercy can make everything possible, because you are the most expert mystic. Ki bhave bujale tara buje se rasa, eta kripa koro prabhu kori nija basa. How will they understand the mellows of devotional service? O Lord, I am simply praying for your mercy so that I will be able to convince them about your message. Tomara ichaya sabi hoya maya basa, tomara ichaya nasa mayura parasa. All living entities have come under the control of the illusory energy by your will. And therefore, if you like, by your will they can also be released from the clutches of illusion. Tabe icha hoi jadi tadera udar, bujebe nischai tabe kata se tomar. I wish that you may deliver them. Therefore, if you so desire their deliverance, then only will they be able to understand your message. Bhagavatir kata se taba avatar, dira haye suni, jadi kani bara bar. The words of Srimad Bhagavatam are your incarnation. If a sober person repeatedly receives it with submissive oral reception, means to hear, he will be able to understand your message. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Verse 2, Verses 17 to 21, it is stated, Srinvataka kata krishna punya sravana kirtana vidyanta sto yabadrani vidanoti suritsatam nasta preshu abadresu nittam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatutama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki tadarajastamo bhava kama loba deyaschaye cheta etairana vidam stitam sattve prasidati evam prasanna manaso Bhagavad Bhakti Yogataha, Bhagavad Tattva Vijnanam, Mukta Sangasya Jayate, Vidyate Vridaya Grantis, Chidyante Sarvasamsaya, Siyante Chasya Karmani, Drista Evatmani Svare. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed an urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. By regular attendance in the classes on Bhagavatam and by rendering service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome in the heart is completely destroyed, and loving service under the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's modes of passion ignorance, such as lust, desire, and hankering, disappear from the heart. When the devotee is established in goodness, and he becomes completely happy. Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service of the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in the state of liberation from all material association. Thus the knot in the heart is pierced and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruitive actions is terminated when one sees the self as master. Rajas tamo hate tabe paiva mistar ridayer abhadra sate uchibe tahar. He will become liberated from the influence of the modes of ignorance and passion, and thus all inauspicious things accumulated in the core of the heart will disappear. Ki kore bujabo kata baro se chahi kudra ami adina hina kono saki nahi. How will I make them understand this message of Krishna consciousness? I am very unfortunate, unqualified, and the most fallen. Therefore, I am seeking your benediction so that I convince him, for I am powerless to do so on my own. Atacha enichu prabhu kata boli bari, ye tomare cha prabhu kora e bari. Somehow or other, Lord, you have brought me here to speak about you. Now, my Lord, it is up to you to make me a success or failure as you like. See, the Prabhupada is feeling himself completely unqualified. Actually, there was no one more qualified than Prabhupada. He was directly the friend of Lord Krishna. But this is the attitude we should have, just like one time. Because speaking, we're in Boston now. One time Prabhupada went to Boston and he gave lecture. After he came back, Bhavananda was serving him at that time, and he told me personally, Prabhupada stood at the end of his bed and he folded his hands and he said, all my devotees think that I'm very advanced devotee, but actually I'm always praying to Krishna, please don't let me fall into Maya. Rose, I'm always praying to Krishna, please don't let me fall into Maya. And Prabhupada folded his hands, fell over the end of the bed, rolled over, and in complete control of his senses was sound asleep. So the point was, he is a pure devotee, but why is he pure devotee? Not because, oh, I'm pure devotee. Just like as soon as we come to Krishna consciousness, the first few days we chant a few rounds, we think, oh, I will never go back to Maya. Huh? What did we say? I will never go back to, I will never do that again. We say, I. Here Prabhupada is praying, please don't let me go back. Because we've seen so many people say, I will never do that again, and they're doing that again. So many people have come and gone. Because they were thinking, I will never go back. But here Prabhupada gives the trick. I'm always praying to Lord Krishna, please don't let me fall into my... See, here Prabhupada is not saying I'm very qualified. He studied Srimad Bhagavatam. He's got the best spiritual master in the universe, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasa. He's saying, only if you make it possible will it be possible. He's completely dependent upon Krishna. Akila Jagat Guru Bachana Se Amar Alankrita Koribar Kamana Tomar. O spiritual master of all the worlds, I can simply repeat your message. So, if you like, you can make my power of speaking suitable for their understanding. He's praying for Krishna to make... He's not thinking that I'm such a great speaker. I'm praying to Krishna. Tava kripa hale mora kata suda habe suniya sabara soka dukha se je guche be. Only by your causeless mercy will my words become pure. I am sure that when this transcendental message penetrates their hearts, they will certainly feel gladdened and thus become liberated from all unhappy conditions of life. This was Prabhupada's mission, to make hippies into happies. Aniyachu jari Prabhu amare nachate, nachao nachao Prabhu nachao se mate, kastera putalik jata nachao se mate. O Lord, I am just like a puppet in your hands, so you have brought me here to dance. Then make me dance. O Lord, make me dance as you like. Bhakti nahi beda, nahi name kuba daro, bhakti vedanta nam ebe sartaka koro. I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge, but I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. I have been designated as bhakti vedanta. Now if you like, you can fulfill the real purport of bhakti vedanta. Sign the most unfortunate, insignificant beggar, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, on board the ship Jaladuta, Commonwealth Pier, Boston, Massachusetts, USA, 18 September 1965. So Prabhupada was feeling himself an unfortunate beggar. Just like there's one pastime, it's not noted down anywhere, but I was personally there. In Nasik, used to be a wonderful Vaishnava named Mahant Dinabandhu Das. Right on the Panchavati point, he had a Balaji temple. And although he was living in Vrindavan, his guru ordered him to go there and stay there. But he remembered Prabhupada from Vrindavan, so somehow or other he invited Prabhupada to come to Nasik after Prabhupada had come back from West. So Prabhupada came there, and in the mornings they would have class in Hindi in the Balaji temple right on the Panchavati Ghat, and in the evening there was a Birla hall and they would have program in English. So this was a big deal. That those days we were all dancing white elephants. So Prabhupada had come to town with all his dancing white elephants. So all the press came, especially to the program in English. So the press people, they asked Prabhupada, what have you given these boys, these foreigners? And Prabhupada said, what can I give them? They're all sons of millionaires. I'm just a beggar. He's saying, I'm just a beggar. Sannyasi, what can I give them? And he gave the example, he said, just like Motilal Nehru, he was keeping one Englishman as his servant, paid servant. So he was paying him 10 times the wage that he would have had to pay for an Indian servant. So his son, Jawaharlal Nehru, he became very angry. Why are you giving this Englishman 10 times the wage you would have paid to one of our own countrymen? And Motilal Nehru said, when they're ruling over us and I can keep one as a servant, they proudly I'm giving 10 times the wage. So Prabhupada said, he's a moneyed man, he can do like that, he can pay. What can I do? They're all sons of millionaires. What can I give them? I have simply given them the holy name of Krishna. And I have hundreds and thousands of English servants. I have hundreds of English servants, Prabhupada said. All the press people, they're all, because they're thinking of rejecting, press especially, they like to reject their old culture. But Prabhupada said, I have simply given them the name of Krishna, and I have hundreds of English servants. Motilal Nehru could pay to have one. The Prabhupada had hundreds of English servants without paying them anything, simply by giving the holy name. So this is what Prabhupada came on this time, this day. He arrived in New York to give the holy name to the Westerners. He was now in America. He was in a major city, rich with billions, populated with millions, and determined to say it the way it was. Prabhupada saw Boston from the viewpoint of a pure devotee of Krishna. He saw the hellish city life, people dedicated to the illusion of material happiness. All his dedication and training moved him to give these people the transcendental knowledge and saving grace of Krishna consciousness. Yet he was feeling weak, lowly, and unable to help them on his own. He was but an insignificant beggar with no money. He had barely survived the two heart attacks to see. He spoke a different language. He dressed strangely. He had come to tell people to give up meat eating, illicit sex life, intoxication, and gambling, and to teach them to worship Lord Krishna, who was to them a mythical Hindu god. What could be more... What would he be able to accomplish? Helplessly, he spoke his heart directly to God. I wish that you may deliver them. I am seeking your benediction so that I can convince them. And for convincing them, he would trust in the power of God's holy name and in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This transcendental sound would cleanse away any desire for material enjoyment from their hearts and awaken loving service to Krishna. On the streets of Boston, Prabhupada was aware of the power of ignorance and passion, and that dominated the city. But he had faith in the transcendental process. He was tiny, but God was infinite, and God was Krishna, his dear friend. On the 19th of September, the Jaladuta sailed into New York Harbor, and docked at a Brooklyn pier at 17th Street. Srila Prabhupada saw the awesome Manhattan skyline, the Empire State Building, and like millions of visitors and immigrants in the past, he saw the Statue of Liberty. Srila Prabhupada was addressed appropriately for a resident of Vrindavan. He wore kanti mala, neck beads, and a simple cotton dhoti. He carried japa mala and an old chadar or shawl. His complexion was golden. His head shaven, sikha in the back. His forehead decorated with whitish Vaishnava tilak. He wore pointy white rubber slippers, not uncommon for sadhus in India. But who in New York had ever dreamed of anyone appearing like this, Vaishnava? He was possibly the first Vaishnava sannyasi to arrive in New York with uncompromised appearance. Of course, New Yorkers have expertise in not giving much attention to any kind of strange new arrival. Srila Prabhupada was on his own. He had a sponsor, Mr. Agarwal, somewhere in Pennsylvania. Someone would be here to greet him, though he had little idea what to do as he walked off the ship onto the pier. I did not know whether to turn left or right. He passed through the dockside formalities and was met by a representative from Traveler's Aid, sent by the Agarwals to Pennsylvania, who offered to take him to the Scindia ticket office in Manhattan to book his return passage to India. The Prabhupada just arrived and he's worried about getting back. You can just imagine. And nobody was there, just some employee from Traveler's Aid. Some company is there in America that some relative comes, they can meet them. You don't have to go, you can send. At the Scindia office, Prabhupada spoke with a ticket agent, Joseph Forrester, who was impressed by this unusual passenger's Vaishnava appearance, his light luggage, and his apparent poverty. He regarded Prabhupada as a priest. Most of Scindia's passengers were businessmen or families, so Mr. Forrester had never seen a passenger wearing the traditional Vaishnava dress of India. He found Srila Prabhupada to be quote-unquote a pleasant gentleman who spoke of the quote-unquote nice accommodations and treatment he had received aboard the Jaladuta. Prabhupada asked Mr. Forrester to hold a space for him on a return ship to India. His plans were leave in about 2 months, and he told Mr. Forrester he would keep in touch. Carrying only 40 rupees, which he himself called a few hours spending in New York, not even a few hours, an additional $20 he had collected from selling 3 volumes of the Bhagavatam to Captain Pandya, Prabhupada, with his umbrella and suitcase in hand, and still escorted by the Traveler's Aid representative, set out for the Port Authority bus terminal to arrange for his trip to Butler. So this is how Srila Prabhupada arrived in America. And I assume that it's because it's on our calendar, this is according to Tithi, because we see he arrived in New York on 19th. Today's what, 21st, I think, huh? So it must be according to the Titi. Let's read a little more. We never read these parts. Butler, Pennsylvania, the first testing ground. By the grace of the Lord Krishna, the Americans are prosperous in every respect. You see, Prabhupada's transcendental vision. They are not poverty-stricken like Indians. This is a long time ago. The people in general are satisfied as so far as their material needs are concerned, and they are spiritually inclined. When I was in Butler, Pennsylvania, about 500 miles from New York City, I saw there are many churches, and they were attending regularly. This shows that they are spiritually inclined. I was also invited by some churches and church-governed schools and colleges. I spoke there and they appreciated and presented me with token rewards. When I was speaking to the students, they were very eager to hear about the principles of Srimad Bhagavatam. But the clergymen were cautious about allowing students to hear me so patiently. They feared the students might be converted to Hindu ideas, as is quite natural for any religious sect. But they do not know that devotional service of the Lord Sri Krishna is a common religion for everyone, including even the aborigines and cannibals in the jungle. From a letter to Sumati Muraji. The bus came swinging out of the terminal into the daylight in midtown Manhattan. Riding along in the shadows of the skyscrapers through asphalt streets crowded with people, trucks, automobiles, and into the heavy traffic bound toward the Lincoln Tunnel. The bus entered the tunnel and emerged on the Jersey side of the Hudson River, continuing down the New Jersey Turnpike past fields of huge oil tanks and sprawling refineries. Manhattan skyline was on the left, while three lanes of traffic sped 60 miles an hour in each direction. Newark Airport came up close by on the right with jets visible on the ground. Electric power lines spanning aloft between steel towers stretched into the horizon. Srila Prabhupada had never before witnessed anything of such magnitude. He was now seeing for himself that American culture was based on passion for more and more sense gratification. And it was a scene of madness. For what important business were people rushing to and fro at breakneck speed? This is Prabhupada's memory. For what important business were people rushing to and fro at breakneck speed? Prabhupada said, grr, 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 when Prabhupada gives lecture talking about the cars. They're going this way and that way. Grr, 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 grr. He could see their goals advertised on the billboards. Of course, he had many times traveled the road from Delhi to Vrindavan, but it did not have many advertisements. A traveler would see mostly the land, roadside streams, temple homes, farmers in their fields. Most people went on foot or traveled by ox cart. And in Vrindavan, even the ordinary passerby greeted each other by calling out the names of God. Jai Radhe, Hare Krishna. Now there were factories outside Delhi, but nothing like this. The cumulative effect did not pack nearly the materialistic punch of these fields of oil tanks, mammoth factories, and billboards alongside the crowded superhighway. Meat eating, illicit sex, intoxication, gambling. The very sins Srila Prabhupada came to preach against were cloudily glamorized a mile after mile of billboards. Nowadays we get all the same billboards here. But in those days, I remember, most of the young devotees don't know, but we were one of the first to put up billboards. We put up a sign for Krishna Balaram Guest House, and the sign was Sheer Bliss. It used to be way out on the Delhi highway. Sheer Bliss, Krishna Balaram Mandir, come and stay. It stayed there for many, many years. Now there's so many billboards everywhere. But we were the pioneers. Meat eating, illicit sex, intoxication, gambling. The very sins Srila Prabhupada had come to preach against were proudly glamorized a mile after mile of billboards. The signs promoted liquor and cigarettes. Roadside restaurants offered slaughtered cows in the form of steaks and hamburgers. And no matter what the product, it was usually advertised by a lusty-looking woman. But Prabhupada had come to teach the opposite. The happiness is not found in passion for sense gratification, that only when one becomes detached from the mode of passion which leads to sinful acts, can one become eligible for eternal happiness of Krishna consciousness. We can imagine what Prabhupada was feeling. Because here he left Vrindavan. Here's talking about all these restaurants serving. We don't want to speak in front of the deities. All we can say is, Go Mata Ki Jai. He left Vrindavan, where cows we still see, even despite all the development, still we see cows and bulls walking through the streets, and you go in the town and wander through the lanes, see the cow putting her nose in everybody's doorway, and whatever greens they cut up that day for the sabji they give to the cow, or they bring her a hot chapati. And Prabhupada left this place where cows are honored, still today are honored like that. And he went to that place where every corner there's a restaurant we were serving we don't want to mention. I remember the first time I came to Vrindavan, Prabhupada was here and the temple wasn't finished yet, but his rooms were finished. Prabhupada was staying in his rooms. We all came from Pogalashram to meet Prabhupada. And he gave darshan. And we were walking back to Pogalashram. And I saw there was three people in front of me. They were walking down the street and they were walking quite funny. They're bumping into each other and walking like this. I thought, this is strange. So I came up behind them to see what was going on. And they were walking down the street and they were going, Radhe, Radhe, Jai, Jai, Si, Radhe. And they were completely intoxicated with the holy name. So this is Vrindavan. We see people walking around intoxicated with the holy name. And Prabhupada left this Vrindavan. He went to New York. People are also walking very funny down the street. But they're not chanting Radhe, Radhe. Maybe Johnny Walker, but not Radhe, Radhe. He left that Vrindavan where we see every morning, if you go into town and wander through the streets in the morning, you see all the ladies with their heads covered, carrying their little thalis with a banana and some kumkum and some rice and some agarbati to go to their favorite temple to worship Krishna. Prabhupada left that. He went to New York. That time when Prabhupada went there, this 42nd Street, it was 1 mile of nothing but naked dance shows, naked cinema shows. He left this wonderful place. We can't imagine how this Sastrup's writing doesn't give us a shock of what Prabhupada must have felt seeing the way everything was at that time. Or still is. It's even worse. No matter how frustrated they become with their sense guides, they think there must be another way. There must be another way. They're always inventing new ways to enjoy, and never getting the idea that sense gratification only leads to frustration. Prabhupada has come to teach, as Prachrup says here, he's come to teach the complete opposite. You have to become free from passion and ignorance, then you can enjoy. So let's finish this section here. But Prabhupada felt compassion. The compassion of a Krishna-conscious saint had been explained in an age long ago by Prahlad Maharaj. I see that there are many saintly persons indeed, but they are interested only in their own deliverance, not caring for the big cities and towns. They go to the Himalayas or forests to meditate with vows of silence. They are not interested in delivering others. As for me, however, I do not wish to be liberated alone. Leaving aside all these poor fools and rascals, I know without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter at your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. Therefore, I wish to bring them back to the shelter at your lotus feet. This is a vision of the pure devotee. He sees these people are just heading for most abominable destination, but he's feeling, let me give them somehow or other Krishna consciousness. No, otherwise, all the sadhus go to the forests, go to the Himalayas and leave all this behind. So this was Prabhupada's great compassion. That's what put Prabhupada aside. There were so many yogis and gurus and swamis who came, but they were all interested in their own fame, name and fame. But Prabhupada was interested in actually giving us the real goal of life. Prabhupada had real compassion. He wasn't interested in name or fame. What is he going to do? He's 70. Prabhupada said, I'm at the fag end of my life. What is the use of name and fame and wealth? He wanted to give us Krishna consciousness to free us from this horrible material existence. This is the compassion of the Vaishnava. Prahlad Maharaj says, let everyone else go to the Himalayas. I'm not going back to Godhead. without taking all these fools and rascals with me. Hare Krishna. So this is a day that great personality, we can never, Prabhupada is feeling himself a beggar, we're completely beggars. We have no way in the world to repay the enormous gift that Srila Prabhupada has given us by coming to the West on this day, so many years ago, 51 years ago, I guess. 50, maybe more. So we can just fall down at Srila Prabhupada's very soft and wonderful lotus feet and pray that somehow we can do something to push on this Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya and push on this chanting of the holy name. Holy name, we ki jai. See the Prabhupada's arrival in America, ki jai. Dai go premanande. Hare Krishna.